From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. Public universities in Florida are in the practice of establishing private corporations they say are either not subject to or have exemptions from parts of the state's broad public records law. But when it comes to lawsuits against them, they're seeking the same legal protections that government agencies receive. We explore how this limits public scrutiny and the implications in the courtroom. And a recent United Way report finds nearly half of all Florida households struggle to pay for basic needs, even though the state's official poverty rate stands at just 15%. We take a closer look at the report's findings and methodology. Plus, November marks National Adoption Month. We'll take a closer look at what it takes to foster or adopt a child and why the need for adoptive and foster parents is growing here in Southwest Florida. First, this news. This is Gulf Coast Live on WGCU. I'm Topher Forges. Thanks for joining us. November marks both National Adoption Month and the Children's Network of Southwest Florida is holding a series of mass adoption finalizations throughout the region. The need for foster and adoptive parents is on the rise throughout the state and particularly in Southwest Florida. WGCU's John Davis sits down with a local adoption expert and an adoptive parent later this hour. We'll also talk with a United Way official behind a recent report that finds nearly half of all Florida's households are struggling to pay for basic necessities, even though the state's official poverty rate stands at around 15%. But first, you've probably heard of foundations started by public universities. They have names like the Florida Gulf Coast University Foundation or the Florida State University Research Foundation. But these foundations are actually private corporations. And the links between these corporations, which oversee a number of university-related functions, from managing athletics departments to constructing housing and their public universities, is murky. The Florida Supreme Court is currently moving forward with a case that seeks to establish whether or not these private corporations are truly extensions of the university. This fall, Associated Press correspondent Mike Schneider wrote an article called "Colleges Duck Public Records Law Via Corporations," which not only explored the relationship between public universities and their private corporations, but also asked 30 of Florida's biggest university corporations for lists of staff salaries, donors, and contracts under Florida's Sunshine Law. The results were mixed. Mike Schneider joins us today on Gulf Coast Live. Mike, thank you for being here.
Hi, pleasure to be here.
And we should mention we reached out to several universities to ask if a representative or one of its foundations could join us today. This includes FGCU, where WGCU is based. None agreed to appear on the show. You can join our conversation. Call 1-877-428-8255. That's 1-877-GCU-TALK. You may send an email to gulfcoastlive@wgcu.org, find us on Facebook at WGCU Public Media, or join the live Twitter chat using the hashtag Gulf Coast Live. So, Mike, let's unpack the two elements of your piece. On one hand, you have these private corporations and their relationship to Sunshine Law, and then you have this Florida Supreme Court case. How are these two parts related?
Well, basically, these corporations are wearing two different hats. When it comes to this case before the Supreme Court, they're making the case that basically they're an extension of a public university and basically an extension of a public agency, so they should have the same legal protection as a state agency. However, when it comes to Florida's public record laws, they are making the case, and legally, they are justified in making this case that they are a private corporation and that they should not be subject to Florida's public record laws, the same public record laws that a state university or state agency would be subject to.
Because they have that private element to their business.
Right. And the Florida legislature has created this exemption saying that they are exempt from public records laws. So in many ways, their opponents of this existence are making the case that these university corporations are trying to have it both ways. when they want a legal protection, they will claim that basically they are the same, the equivalent of public agencies. However, when they are facing public scrutiny, they are making the argument that no, we aren't a public agency, we're a private corporation.
And what does that look like in the legislature? Have there been, why were these sort of given the guidelines that they were given, and what will that look like going forward?
Well, it's been on the legislative books for a while, and in the most this past legislative session, the outgoing Senate president made an effort, or at least put out feelers on whether to make changes to this exemption that would allow, private corporations, these university corporations, that might get rid of the exemption for these university corporations. And he got immense pushback. There was immense resistance to this idea of lifting the exemption from for the university corporations from other lawmakers. And so basically he was told that this would be a non-starter issue if he tried. And he tried to make reforms to other private corporations that are affiliated with state agencies, and he was told that if he touched the university corporations, the other reforms for these private corporations would go nowhere. So it seems like the lawmakers, a lot of them went to these Florida universities, these public universities, and championed them, and seemingly their ears are open to the pleas of the universities and the university corporations.
So when the Associated Press submitted these 30 public records requests, what kind of responses did you get?
Well, we submitted, as you said in the opening, we submitted requests asking for basic information that we would easily be able to get from the state universities or any state agency, and those were staff salaries, a list of donors, and a list of contracts. Not one of the 30-plus corporations that we made the request for granted all three requests. Roughly about half rejected all three requests. Only about three provided staff salaries, and about seven provided salaries, but they were salaries of public of state university employees who do work for the corporations, and so these salaries would have been public information anyway. And we had two other university corporations that just didn't respond to us. And when I talked to the president of one of the corporations, I called him when I didn't hear anything. His response is, hey, we're not subject to the Sunshine Law. I'm not responding. And, legally, he's correct. And then two of the Florida A&M university corporations put their list of donors on their annual reports, so that information is, by their choice, publicly available.
And so in the Florida Supreme Court, the foundation that is the defendant in this case, they are trying to prove that we are really an extension of the university and we are part of it. And by doing that, they have to sort of prove that the government or the university is involved in the day-to-day operations of the foundation.
Exactly.
How are these foundations structured? How much interplay do they have with universities?
You know, it's often hard to figure out where the university corporation begins and where the university ends, because they're so intertwined. Sometimes in some university corporations, they share staff with the universities. In many of the cases when I made the public records request to the private corporations, I got responses from the university public affairs person. So they're very intertwined in that respect. As far as structurally, the president of the public university has to serve on the board of these private corporations, and then these private corporations have to file annual reports to the Florida Board of Governors. And the Florida Board of Governors, if they want, can request additional records, but the Board of Governors in the past year has not done that to any of the private corporations.
And what sort of distinctions are really written into the legislature that sort of necessitated this mixed response from the 30 public records requests?
The corporations make the argument that, you know, they are a private entity and they don't need to be subject to the public records laws. That also historically, these corporations have been around since about the 80s, but it's only in the past decade or so that they've really grown in numbers. And they make the argument that, as public university funding has diminished over the past decade or two, they are filling this gap as far as funding, that they need to raise private money there is a good reason for their existence.
And what do the plaintiffs have to show with the Supreme Court case that they aren't a part of the university?
Yeah, well, it's a really interesting case, and it's some background to the case. It stems from a lawsuit that was filed by the family of a University of Central Florida football player who died during practice. And at the University of Central Florida, the athletics program is run by a university corporation. And so the family of this football player, his name was Eric Plancher, they sued the corporation that runs the athletics program, and a jury in Orlando awarded them $10 million for their negligence lawsuit. But the university corporation and its insurance company appealed that decision to appellate court in Daytona Beach, and making the argument that they fall under Florida's sovereign immunity law. And basically, the sovereign immunity law protects state governments in legal damages, and the reason behind it is that so lawsuits don't drain public agencies and the treasuries of public agencies, and that it doesn't stymie the decision-making process of public agencies. So the University of Central Florida Athletic Corporation, they made the appeal that they should have the same protection, and that this $10 million lawsuit should be reduced to a $200,000 judgment. And the appellate court agreed with that, and so now, as you said, it's being appealed to the Florida Supreme Court, and the Florida Supreme Court will make the decision of whether this university corporation can get the sovereign immunity protection that a state agency would.
And that is all the time we have today. Mike, thank you for being here.
All right, thank you for having me.
Mike Schneider is a correspondent with the Associated Press.